What's up, guys? This is Toasted Podcast. My name's Guy.
And I'm Maddie B.
Today, we're talking vaccines, passports, maybe some microchips in there somewhere. I don't know.
And Sputnik.
And Sputnik. Nah, not Sputnik.
No, yeah. We're talking about Sputnik, actually. Sputnik 5.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have it planned already?
It's right, not what you think. So, just real quick, Sputnik 5 just happens to be the name of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine. Fun fact.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That makes sense.
And not the satellite from the 50s.
That's an interesting name. Why do they keep calling stuff the Sputnik,
because
dude?
Because Russians are very prideful people.
Very prideful people.
Yeah. Which is okay. Yeah. In moderation, I guess.
Yeah, right, dude. So, as far as the vaccine goes, what I've found is that, according to CDC, because, you know, they know everything. It's a DNA vaccine, which kind of basically it means it changes the DNA of the virus, like by what they put in your body. And there's a spike protein on the virus they're targeting specifically. Obviously, DNA is protein. Well, I don't know about obviously, but DNA is protein. And so what they can do is they can change that protein in that way, right? So when they inject it into you, it attacks that spike protein, essentially changing that spike protein.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say attacked. It's like instructions because it's DNA. Right. It's instructions because it's DNA. And that's how it changes the protein of the virus. So it literally just changes the virus within itself. You know, basically making it absolutely useless. The thing is, there are still people, of course, that will get it afterwards, get COVID after having the vaccine. And apparently that's a big deal. I don't know. There's a lot of cases in Florida. But with any vaccine, like, you have, I guess, quote unquote, fallout, you know what I mean? Like, you have breakthrough cases or whatever, like people get the virus after getting the vaccine. That happens. That does happen.
Yeah. It's like I think most vaccines have like a between a 90% and 95% efficacy rate.
And like, the thing is, the deal is, it's not about whether or not I would take a vaccine. It has nothing to do with that. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. That's not who I profess to be. It's just not what happens.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's been a year, you know, and a half, and all of a sudden we have this crazy new vaccine. I guess I don't even know if we've used mRNA vaccines ever.
It hasn't even been a year. Maybe we have, like, but Operation Warp Speed started like mid to late April of 2020, so it hasn't even been a year.
And it's completely different than traditional vaccines. It doesn't use the virus at all. It's a totally different thing. They created this DNA
first,
and put it in us. Like,
it is the first
RNA.
It's the first RNA, mRNA vaccine approved for use in humans.
And that's my thing, dude.
The first one,
and we're at a year and a half. Like, it's, why? You know, and
the thing is, like, Operation Warp Speed and Big Pharma basically teamed up. So big government, big pharma teamed up to create this vaccine as fast as possible. They were just like, any way you can make it, doors open. There's like six different types of COVID-19 vaccines out there currently.
One of them being Johnson & Johnson, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And that is a traditional vaccine.
Yeah.
They just waited around a little while longer, and they have the normal vaccine everyone else has.
Yeah, exactly. But they got it done working together, like all doors open, no red tape, essentially. When was it? So basically late March, early April to early November, late October. So I don't know when that is. 6 months? Yeah. I mean, that's super, super duper fast.
And that is why I'm going to hang out for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out for a bit, and I'm not going to worry about it, and we're going to see what happens. It doesn't make me an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci said in early March, he was like, it's probably going to be like a year, year and a half. And even that, a lot of people were like, that's pretty optimistic. You know, that's pretty fast. And here we are.
I'm talking like 10-year effects.
A year
I'm
after talking he said like, that. Who knows?
I'm talking like way down the line.
Yeah.
I'm already young, so I already have a low, freaking crazy low chance of getting this crap and dying from it, let's
right,
say. Right.
Exactly.
I can probably get it, but it's like, come on now.
I mean, I have a suppressed immune system. I got it. And I was fine in a weekend. You know, it really
just
depends
on how. Well, at
least
you didn't milk it, because there are some people out there that did, and it's hilarious to me.
Yeah, exactly. I just...
No intro today, guys. Sorry. I just kind of like did this thing live. So it's our second time being live. I love it. I love doing this crap. It's amazing. Do you guys have any comments? Obviously comment. I can see them this time, unlike last time. And other than that, I want to get into the passport thing. Like, I want to talk about how absolutely an infringement on that, an infringement on rights with that. That just, isn't that, like, do you, is that an infringement of rights to you? Like, isn't it just, like, stupid to have to...
Yeah. It's an infringement of privacy, I think. I mean, I think my medical records are my business and not, you know, the airline company or the FAA or, you know, some cruise line or, you know, whatever I choose to go do. I'm a responsible adult. I've had COVID, so I'm probably good for the next little while, at least.
Yeah, I just had to test that on Facebook. Sorry, guys.
So
make sure everything's...
I mean, I don't know. I get it, and you can say, like, you know, a company has the right to do that, but it really infringes on society and your rights as an individual, for sure. And Governor DeSantis in Florida has already said we're not going to do COVID passports at all. Like we're not going to do that in this state. So Disney World is going to be open. No passport required. Disneyland, you're probably going to have a COVID passport, something that says on some sort of legal document.
So now we're
probably from the CDC that says you've registered with the federal government, with the CDC. Now this giant bureaucracy has you all your private information.
You know, and people said this is not going to be political, or it's not going to get that political or whatever, right? Remember this is like March, right? We have previous episodes of us talking about this and being like, yo, COVID is going to be so political. It's insane. It's already insane like, what the hell? But now it seems like it's been like the dividing line almost for states, dude.
Look at
Texas and Florida are out here like chilling like villains.
Yeah, just look.
Thank you so much, Texas.
Look at Florida's response Texas forever. Versus California's response. Hashtag. It's like literally 180 degrees different. Can be more different than each other.
Yeah,
and well, California's still locked down. Like their kids aren't going to school right now.
I know. Yeah, we talked about that last time, dude.
Yeah,
tons of schools are still closed.
Still closed.
You're effed, dude. You're effed.
And they're going to make vaccines a requirement for students and teachers and. Most parents are going to have to get vaccines themselves if they want their kid to be in this school, public schools mostly. And it's nuts. And I was just reading on Vox, unfortunately, that there's vaccine-themed gear is in high demand on Etsy. And it's like, it's stuff like, here, there's a vaccine pen.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Like this.
What in the heck, dude? If you guys can see that on my screen, I don't know if you can. Yeah, you can. You can see that.
They're just like
fully vaccinated.
Little pins. It's got
little
syringe.
So they're already,
it's ridiculous.
They're already doing that. Like,
that's just for
pins?
That's just for style. That's just for
style?
Virtue signaling on your lapel.
Dude, that's
what
so,
that is.
Oh my gosh, dude.
But according to Washington Post.
Pop culture, dude.
So yeah, according to Washington Post, let me find the exact quote.
The other thing is I'm seeing all these news outlets, right? Like, obviously left-leaning news outlets, but like ABC, for example, is like, go ahead and keep your card. You know, you're going to need it later. You know, they're all just like encouraging this thing.
Yep.
Like it's nothing. Like it doesn't matter, or it's not some crazy, you know, infringement on your rights.
Yeah. The White House declined to answer questions. This is from the Washington Post. Just a snippet of this article. The White House declined to answer questions about the passport initiative. So there is a passport initiative. Instead, pointing to public statements that Zients, he's the head of the coronavirus response team for the White House and other officials made this month. Our role is to, this is from Zients, quote, our role is to help ensure that any solutions in this area should be simple, free, open source, accessible to people both digitally and on paper, and designed from the start to protect people's privacy. So anytime the federal government says we want to protect your privacy, that's obviously, you know,
the freaking Patriot Act.
They're trying to, trying to rob you.
Trying to screw
rights.
You, dude.
Exactly.
Sierra's like, it wasn't required for tuberculosis, measles, Ebola, any of the insanely more deadly viruses, but it's required for COVID. You
exactly.
know what I mean? I just posted that comment up for people to see it. Like, that's insane to me. Like, I would be infuriated if it was going to happen. I'm just lucky to live in Texas, I guess. But I don't understand.
Well, okay, you say that. But one of the things that really irked me when I was in high school is, now I'm blanking on his name. Governor before Abbott, Secretary of Energy, Governor Perry, Rick Perry.
Oh.
I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. He's governor for like 15 years. Anyway, he made the HPV vaccine mandatory for any girl going to public school.
Yeah.
Like, mandatory. But then again, you also have to have your meningitis and flu shots if you want to go to public school. So is it that crazy to have a COVID-19 vaccine if you want to go to a public school or take some public transportation or something or a cruise line wants to make sure you have it to go on a cruise? You know?
Yeah.
That's just the kind of stuff you got to deal with.
Yeah.
And Sierra and I, speaking of Sierra... Thanks for leaving the comment. We went to a...
Just kill it. She went to Rick Perry whenever you... there will be a slight delay. Whenever you go live, there's like probably a half second, maybe a second delay on purpose. Not even for the internet, but...
But anyway, we went to tour a... basically a childcare facility for our boy that's coming. And he... They require a TB screening for the school, which I was just like, huh, that's interesting. I'm pretty sure. I think it's just for the teachers. But it is kind of like, make sure you have your tuberculosis.
So I know that. And like, I thought, you know, everyone was saying schools require it. So what's the
I had to get
deal,
one.
But I didn't think they do. I thought it was like highly encouraged. Like I didn't get my vaccine.
This is obviously
senior year,
a private
I was supposed
school.
To get vaccines and crap for public school.
Yeah, this is a private school, but and I also, when I went to Africa when I was 18, I had to get my tuberculosis vaccine. I didn't get a tuberculosis vaccine. I got a tuberculosis test to make sure I've never had it or didn't have it at the time before I could go to South Africa and the Middle East and all that.
Yeah.
So.
But you're talking about diseases that could actually wipe out, you know, millions.
Yeah. I say...
We haven't even wiped out a million.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in the vaccine...
I'm not saying death doesn't matter. I'm just saying
exactly.
It's not
statistics.
A lot compared to... Yeah.
And really, like, if you think about the vulnerable people that are over 60, let's just say people that are over 60, get the vaccine. You've already got the vaccine. Like, you're already super eligible. Now anyone can get it. Now any adult can get the vaccine in Texas, especially.
My friend as a nurse was like, we have extras right now.
Yeah.
Like the clinic has extras.
They're very available.
Is anyone want to take it of your friend group? And she's literally like, all of my friends said no.
And if you're like, the thing is, if you're that vulnerable, get the vaccine, make sure it sets in, make sure you don't have any negative reactions and then go live your life like normal. You're vaccinated. You're fine. You don't have to wear a mask anymore. You're done.
Yeah.
If you've had COVID, you're good for at least a year until, you know, next summer or whatever. So just kind of ignore it. You're good. You can't spread it.
Right.
They've already said the vaccine is like you're not going to
98% effective
against,
or whatever.
Against spreading it. Yeah. So you're not going to carry it or spread it. I mean, unless you like catch this guy's water droplet and run over to that guy and go, "God, gotcha." You know, it's not
what if, dude?
Gonna happen, all right? So and then Biden and Fauci wants us to keep wearing masks after we get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you want people to get the vaccine and not be apprehensive about getting vaccinated and have an incentive to get
and
vaccinated.
Still, like, still being like...
Then don't require masks. Like, what are you thinking?
Right.
That people want to get back to normal. They don't want to get the vaccine and keep living in fear, you know? That's silly.
Yeah, it's dumb. I agree.
So...
It's interesting. I mean, it's almost like it's almost very obvious. Like, if this had happened, let's just say this happened, I don't know, even 10 years ago, right? What would be different, you know? How would we be acting 10 years ago? And I think we might have been acting a little bit. Actually, you know what? Not 10. Before,
I'll say it wouldn't be that different.
Before 9/11, how about that, you know?
Pre-9/11? Ooh.
Maybe that. Because you know what changed? There's a huge thing that changed, and it was very interesting, and it was public privacy.
So,
or it was, sorry, individuals' privacy, really.
Yeah.
That changed dramatically, right? We didn't have Snowden without 9/11.
I think this would be the excuse of...
this is how they would do it. It wouldn't be 9/11, then it would be the...
I mean, the feds were just looking for an excuse. Federal agencies, you know, FBI, CIA, NSA, were all looking for just any excuse. And then we had the, was it 96 World Trade Center bombing? We had the USS Cole, and then we had 9/11. And those kind of terrorist attacks, just terrorist attacks in general, they just were like, look, this is perfect. The Americans feel unsafe. We can kind of take advantage of that and use that to essentially grab power.
And it sounds messed up. The problem is that that's got to be true.
And they did it in the name of safety. Just, and that's the same thing would happen if COVID was happening back then instead of all the terrorist attacks.
Interesting.
You know? And I mean,
I was thinking maybe we would fight back more, but because like that's war on America, but COVID is not war on America. You know what I mean?
It is completely. I think this virus was, now this is probably going to
get us. Oh, you're saying, well, okay, I get that. No, you're good. It's totally, yeah. You want to call it the China virus? Let's go.
I think
it's not Trump saying it, so maybe we'll get kicked out.
I think this was manufactured in a lab, and they were working on vaccines for this virus probably before any of us knew about it, before January of 2020. I'm talking like September, October. They're making vaccines for COVID-19 that they had just discovered. They're trying to do antibody testing and make a vaccine. Then it accidentally got out.
Yeah.
And they were like, crap. And then China probably just covered it all up. Made it seem like they were being very proactive by showing all these guys in hazmat suits spraying down, you know, alleyways and streets and stuff like that. When really that was probably just like a 10 square block radius and that was it. And they were just like, all right, done, you know. And they just let the whole thing play out naturally because they knew what it was.
Yeah.
And they just hyped it up. They made the WHO hype it up. And essentially, it was a great move to test America and to test how much liberty and freedom we were ready to give up for more security. You know, more security after 9/11, more security after COVID. What's next? It's going to be another big financial crisis like 2008.
Oh, and
we're
going to
give up more security for financial.
We already know it's going to happen because the feds are propping up our economy, and they have been for, well, you know, the last year and a half.
Yeah.
They're like, we're all like, all the finance guys are just like, you can't do this forever. And they're like, watch me, you know?
And this isn't just me saying this. The former CDC director under President Trump was saying he thinks it was made in a lab in Wuhan and it got out on accident. And it was allowed to spread on purpose. They're like, China was like, oh, we can use this. This is actually a blessing in disguise kind of a thing. And it spread to Europe and it spread to America. And we've all been distracted and divided over the response and stressed out and locked down and lost 30% of our GDP for a year and then got it all back. Thank goodness. And,
dude. Because it's freaking...
And got Trump out of the White House.
Still, yeah.
I mean, it was a huge win-win-win for China. Like, absolutely in every direction. So, I mean, I think it was germ warfare, to be honest with you. And it'd be, like, a little conspiratorial. I don't think it's that far-fetched to think that China was, like... It may have been released on accident, but they let it go on purpose. Yeah. For sure.
I could back that up. I could be like, I can't back that up. I would back that up. There we go.
Yeah.
So I believe that for sure. Oh,
so
dude,
I think,
for sure. Yeah. You know, who runs the WHO? Do we know?
Yeah. I can't think of his name right now, but I can like see his face.
It's like one guy?
Yeah. I mean, there's a chairman or CEO or president or whatever, however it's structured.
That's weird. That even exists like that because it's the World Health Organization.
I mean, somebody's got to run it.
I thought it'd be like a group, right? I thought it'd be like, well, we got one person from Russia, we got one person
from Canada, a council.
We got one, yeah, like a council, right? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yes and no. It's got to be like, so the reason that the United States has a president is because there's got to be executive decisions made relatively quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So
that wouldn't happen if you, yeah.
Exactly. Like a virus response. Like, you got to have a yes or no guy at the very top. So
ants running around figuring out the,
like, yeah, you can't vote. What if it's like a 4-4 tie or something like that? They're like, oh, crap. You know?
Yeah.
Too divisive. So it's got to have top down leadership.
That freaking sucks, dude.
Yeah. And of course, that guy is getting paid, on the side from China, for sure.
Oh, dude.
He's in China's pocket.
And I keep going back to this whole point where I'm like, they don't have to worry about it. Like, the people that are making your decisions for you don't have to worry about COVID.
Yeah, Biden was...
they were locked at home, okay? Their homes are probably huge.
Exactly. It's not hurting at all. They like, who was it? It was like Ellen DeGeneres, who's worth like, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars, was cooped up in her $30 million Bel Air home and was like, it feels like a prison. It's like, no, it doesn't feel like a prison. It feels like a super nice house. You're just slightly bored because you're not on
TV.
Dude,
you're on a resort that's all yours, basically. You know? And Trump actually is on a resort. What up? Anyway, I agree. All this stuff is like legit, man. It's crazy. But are we ever going to find that out? I don't know. Are we ever going to find that out, like, about COVID and everything?
Considering we still haven't, the CIA basically still hasn't come clean about killing JFK. No, we're never going to find out. Not in our lifetimes.
If you guys want to see that episode, we did a previous episode on JFK and all about it, all the history, everything about it, man. It was awesome.
It's awesome.
Check it out. Spotify.
It's pretty sweet, but at the same time, it's also depressing knowing that, I mean, we're going to die not knowing really who killed JFK. I mean, there's the official narrative.
I just want to know, like, is there a way to figure out stuff like that? You know what I mean? Like, can we be, like, investigative, like, reporters and go ham?
The truth is dead. The truth is dead, I think, when it comes to JFK. I think the only people that know are the people that are never going to say anything.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you're saying. Literally, people have died that would tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Top level of the CIA. And the thing is, like, those documents are literally just, like, locked in a locked drawer. And the key is not accessible until a certain date. And there was a date that was due in, I think, 2016, 2018 or something like that, where a lot of JFK files came out, but it wasn't really anything, like, too crazy. Same with UFO files. They get kind of leaked and trickled out. But I don't know. I don't think we've seen any UFOs. I don't think there's aliens.
So you're not on it. You're not on it, really?
Don't see it yet.
Let's steer the freaking direction, the conversation that way.
Just, we'll veer
Holy
off
crap.
Real quick.
Dude.
Because.
That's insane, man.
If you look at when that video was shot, the Tic Tac video was shot.
Oh, my gosh.
That was like
15
years ago.
Oh, I know. It was a while ago. Yeah, for sure.
So.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the government is basically preparing.
I'm getting defensive right now, dude.
Because the whole warping space time, I think that technology exists. I think the U.S. government has found a way to do that, and I don't think they have very good control of it yet. And so I think that video is probably a fluke, an honest, like, oh crap, we kind of did this out in the open too much, and a Navy pilot saw us. Whoops. And now they're just like, okay, we got to do this in space. And that's why.
Okay, so let's pretend. Not pretend. They've figured out space-time, and I agree with you, they definitely have, right? Wherever it's from. It could be from aliens, could be from something else, right?
Yeah.
Well, then wouldn't
like Bob Lazar reverse engineering alien crafts and stuff.
Wouldn't that leave the whole possibility, like I always say, of it's just us in the future?
That's what I've been saying. Too, yeah.
Interdimensional beings means it's us, dude.
It's either future humans going back in time and doing it sloppily, or federal government testing it now, right?
And not, yes. I'm thinking
and
like,
just being like, oh crap, a Navy pilot saw us and we gotta go.
If you don't have control over space and time, like bending, like isn't that like? I feel like everyone would just be screwed. Like, you know what I mean? I thought that was one of those things that just completely would just obliterate shit, you know? You know what I mean? Like, gosh, we caused a black hole or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know too much going on, but like the crap.
Space-time continuum. Right.
Like,
you know?
Gosh, what's happening here? I don't know, dude. I'm just saying Interstellar is a badass movie, and that's where I got into all this stuff.
Well, it's all it's all kind of like theoretical and hypothetical right now. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's so intangible.
So back to this whole thing, though. You know, I don't have a single friend that has gotten the vaccine. Wait, did you get the vaccine?
No, I've already had COVID.
No, I know. I have two, but I'm saying like...
No,
I didn't get it. Okay, cool. Yeah. So I didn't either, and none of my friends did, and we're all like, nah, probably not. We're not worried about
half,
it.
So half of my family did because they're in the medical field, like my mom, my stepdad, and my brother. And my 90-year-old grandmother got it. I'm glad she got it because she's vulnerable, right? It makes sense for her to get it.
Yeah, like...
So like some people I know that are around COVID a lot have gotten it, gotten the vaccine. Whereas my sister and her family, they've all had COVID, so they're not really thinking about the vaccine. They may get it just because their kids are in school and it may be required or whatever. But, and then Sierra and I, we have no plans to get the vaccine anytime soon. So, and sorry, real quick. I've also read that most likely, our kid is going to have antibodies already because Sierra had COVID while she was pregnant. So
freaking stud.
Yeah.
You know, like,
but even so, I mean, wouldn't even be half worried about it because it's
a baby.
It's the flu.
It's the flu, right? Okay, well, I'm just saying what I wanted to say there is that, you know, I would like to see how many people actually have it or have gotten it and how many people haven't and not just see the news you hear about and all that crap, right? And Sierra says, how about never? So you might want to talk to her about – I'm just kidding. I think that there are a lot less people that got it. A lot more people that didn't get it. There we go. That was hard to say. I don't know why. Than people think, right? It's just like the silent majority thing. We've become, dude. It's crazy. We have become a, and I'm not trying to sound crazy or weird here, you know, or it doesn't matter. We've become a minority, dude. Like the mindsets we have right now is because seems to be.
See,
just
yeah,
because
I think
no
it's
one's
just,
talking about it.
I think
that's
it's,
what I'm saying.
Well,
it seems to be because right now
so
we're
what
doing
is Facebook
this,
and Instagram?
Like, wow.
What are they doing, dude? They're shutting us down.
Well, I'm still up.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
we're still up right now.
But I'm not like I'm not going ham like just like you know this is stupid and that's stupid. Like, I'm not doing that right now. I don't know what would happen if I was like actually gonna go ham and be like I can't even think of a guy, Elijah something. Maybe he's like really right leaning. I don't think he is though.
Huh.
Whatever, dude. Some crazy right guy. You know, I'm not right guy, not white.
Yeah.
I'm, you know so, what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they would do. I would kind of like to test the waters there. Honestly, you want to do a little rant? No,
maybe towards the end of the episode,
right,
for sure.
Dude? I don't know, man. I even warned people like on my
like,
status about it.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, hey, if this happens, I'm going to Instagram Live, even though it's owned by Facebook.
I was gonna say they shut us down there too. For
well,
sure.
I don't know. I don't know if they would, dude.
Play like a clip of Trump and see what happens. Because they banned him, dude. You cannot have his voice anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with that.
That's crazy.
When I get better at this stuff, though, like the live thing, I might be able to just be like, here's a clip, you know, blah, blah, blah. Only because we're being silenced and ostracized because we don't believe lies and emotional nonsense. Dude, Sierra's freaking on it, dude.
Yeah.
She's part of the damn podcast today. This is awesome.
Yeah,
heck
exactly.
Yeah, dude. I think, yeah.
So more of this Washington Post article. Democracy dies in darkness, guys.
Oh, crap.
Other countries are racing ahead with their own passport plans, with the European Union pledging to release digital certificates that would allow for summer travel. So they're basically like, if you want to get on a train for the EU, you got to have your digital certificate, COVID vaccine passport, first mRNA vaccine ever allowed in humans. Got to have that if you want to travel in Europe. That's just weird. That's weird, right?
I'm
not against vaccines
how
at all.
How are they not? I'm not either.
I just got a couple of vaccines.
How
like,
are
recently.
They not? I just can't wrap my head around how so many people are on board for this.
Well, Europe has a very different mindset.
Well, maybe they are, but like, sure. Aren't they going to lose tourism that way? You'd think, right? You'd think they'd actually lose money, but apparently, freaking not. They're doing it.
I mean, people got to travel. Right? Yeah, people got to travel. It's like a minor inconvenience for most people. It's a free vaccine. So most people are just like, yeah, I'll get a stick in the arm for free and then whatever, move on with my life. Yeah. Do what you got to do to keep on trucking. And yeah, it's like most people don't really stop and think about this is a kind of a basically a federally mandated vaccine. First of its kind.
Yeah.
U.S. officials, this is more from the WAPO article. U.S. officials say that they are grappling with an array of challenges, including data privacy and healthcare equity. Of course, they use the word equity and not, you know, equality. There's a difference. They want to, equity is like equal outcome, equality is like equal opportunity. They want to make sure all Americans will be able to get credentials that prove that they have been vaccinated, but also want to set up systems that are not easily hacked or passports that cannot easily be counterfeited. Given that forgeries are already starting to appear, I'm going to get my forgery. That's what I'm
going to say. Oh, bro. When you said digital certificate, I was like, okay. So I'm like,
going to screenshot my buddies.
Where's my boy at? Yeah. Can I just, like, you know what I mean? Like, give me another one. Is it going to be like one of these is it called NFT? It's like a digital, like, thing you can buy, you know? Like, they have, like, digital baseball cards and digital.
Seriously? Digital baseball cards?
You can buy Jack Dorsey's first tweet ever. It's a link. It's literally a link to his first tweet ever. You can buy that. And it went for like, I don't know. It went for millions, dude. Not kidding. They did it already. It was an auction. I'm not kidding. It says, hey, just giving you guys an update on my Twitter. tweet. Yeah, and I'm like, what? And that's it. Sold. So how do you keep somebody from breaking into that? We're talking about digital certificates, so I just figured I'd kind of, you know. And this is going on in the world today. So what if they make that, quote unquote, an NFT or whatever?
Wouldn't surprise me. Nothing in this world surprised me.
Well, then it's harder. Yeah, right. Then it's harder to forge that ish, I think.
Jeez, this article is actually really interesting, even though it's just, I disagree with like all of this. All of this is just horrible to me. So those initiatives, hold on, here we go. One of the most significant hurdles facing federal officials, the sheer number of passport initiatives underway, with the Biden administration this month identifying at least 17, according to slides obtained by the Washington Post. Those initiatives, such as the World Health Organization-led global effort and a digital pass devised by IBM that is being tested in New York State, so it's all just, of course, going to be tested in the most liberal state in the union, are rapidly moving forward, even as the White House deliberates about how to best track the shots and avoid the perception of a government mandate to be vaccinated. Because most Americans are like, government mandate to be vaccinated? Like, that's weird. That's freaky.
Yeah,
it is. Even, like, a lot of Democrats are like, nah, that's... Which, yeah. There are still, like, civil libertarian Democrats, for sure.
Like, you can talk to anyone. You can actually talk to... It's so funny how Texas is a little bit different in that regard. You can talk to a left-leaning Texan, and they're still like, no, I kind of like guns, and I want my civil liberties.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, heck yeah. I can get behind this. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can still find common ground a little bit on a couple things.
Dude, I'm getting to where I literally don't have to leave Texas, and I hate that because I love to travel. I love traveling, dude. Traveling's, like, awesome.
Traveling is great, but it's hard to leave Texas, that's for sure.
Now it's getting harder, I'm saying. Oh, you're not even going to let me leave? Crap. And Texas is like, you guys do whatever you want. I'm like, okay, hold on a second. Yeah. It's hard to choose, right? No, it's not freaking hard to choose.
Texas Rangers, their Texas Rangers opening game in the spring. Well, it's spring now. But their opening game is going to be full capacity. I'm like, they're not limiting capacity for a Texas Rangers baseball game.
They're not doing it by like vaccinations or anything.
Nope.
Because they did that.
You buy a ticket, you get in. That's it.
That is what I'm freaking talking about, dude.
And
that's the freaking American way. And that's what I love about it's the first freaking amazing American's game.
Yeah.
America's game, basically. And it's like they're showing us, dude. God, Texas freaking rocks, man.
And if they don't want to do the All-Star game, and I'm not a baseball fan. I'm not even a sports fan.
I'm not a baseball fan either, but I would go.
And if they want to do the All-Star game in Texas instead of Atlanta, we're cool with that. We'll take the revenue and the money because they want to, like, boycott because of the whole voting bill.
But the Rangers just got beat by the Royals, baby. Okay, all right. Get the hell out.
Come on.
Freaking un-Texan fan. I'm just kidding.
Get out of here.
I know he loves Texas.
No, that's cool. anyway, I'm just saying, like, the Texas is all about being open. Same with Florida. They've been open forever.
They've been wide open for a while.
Never had a mask mandate at all.
Really? Like, they didn't try or anything? Okay, South well, I'll Dakota say this, never dude. Had like, a mask mandate either. I would go to Home Depot, and it's like a whole different world in there, right? And they're just like, yeah, you're here to work. Let's go. Yeah, men. You know? Yeah. Like, I don't wear a mask. I never wore a mask. And you go to, like, you know, Walmart, and it'd be like, can you do that? You know, that kind of thing. It's like a completely different thing. But Texas really was never – it wasn't as bad as some places, dude.
And it depends, too. It was too, not like, as forceful in the, as some in the places. City, like,
it wasn't as strict as some places.
Yeah.
And here we are, still living, you know?
Yeah, and in DFW, like in the Metroplex, masks were – and especially, like, on the Dallas side, were like, okay, you got to wear a mask, like, everywhere you go. Like, if you're walking a dog outside, you got to wear a mask because they're just – the Dallas sides, it's, right? In Fort Worth, it's a little bit more lax. But in, like, Comanche, like, where my farm is – they stopped wearing masks, like, at the end of last summer. They were like, yeah, this is dumb. It's kind of useless. Let's not
wear
it.
Dude, same for East Texas where I grew up. Yeah. It's like, so I don't even know how long they were doing it. Maybe a month or two.
Yeah. They got into it for a little bit, and then probably 2 or 3 months, they're like, this is lame, and psh, there we go.
Done, right?
Yeah.
Like, our neighbor over here was, like, really, he was like, oh, man, I got to get in, hone in on that. And, like, we're over here working on Jordan's car, and he's, like, kind of weird about it, you know, because I was over here hanging out. No masks or anything. We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Because if you can't go anywhere, then I'm going to people's houses. I don't care. And 2 months go by, and then he's like, no mask. He's like, all right, that was stupid. I'm sorry. He's like, whatever, man. It just changed like that, you know. People are just crazy.
Speaking of changing like that, Dr. Fauci was like, oh, God, I hate this guy. I hate him.
Dr. Fauci, dude.
He's an idiot jerk. And my granddad said it best. He was like, you know, he's a heart surgeon for 35 years, like one of the best in his field. And my granddad was like, you know, a lot of the crappy doctors I know that couldn't work at a good hospital. They sure couldn't open their own private practice. Like, my granddad had his own private practice for decades. They struggled to get a job at the VA. They basically worked for the federal government. If you're the crappiest of crappy doctors, you're going to work for the feds because they're the only people that are going to hire you. Like, that's the bottom run. And look where Dr. Fauci is.
And look
where he's been for like 3 decades. You know, he's the highest paid federal employee.
What?
Dr. Fauci is. Find that out? He's the highest. I don't know. I read it somewhere.
Highest paid federal employee?
Yes.
Like, of everybody?
Yes.
Literally of America.
More than the president of the United States.
I didn't think he got a lot of money, actually.
He's the president. He should get the most.
I thought he was like, oh, you're – okay, whoa.
Yeah. Think about it.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if I agree. Okay.
Well, what Why about, should you get a good – a big, giant salary working for the federal government? You shouldn't.
Okay, yeah. I agree with that. But right? I thought you were going with the president See, okay, should make like, the most.
How much
well,
does,
he, maybe he should. But
how much does the CEO of Coca-Cola make?
You know, public servant.
$30 million a year or something like that?
Yeah, we're spitballing here. $416,000, Blake says, for the president.
It's about $400,000. Yeah. Anthony Fauci gets paid more than that.
Exactly.
Isn't that crazy? It's just because he's gotten those.
Yeah, I mean.
And he's 80 years old.
But you're a public servant, right? So, yeah, exactly. I don't think. Okay, whatever, dude.
He gets those bonuses.
I think he's talking about Fauci, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know. Whatever. That's crazy.
I think Fauci
dude.
Gets 416. The president gets 400. Which I'm pretty sure Biden is pocketing that 400, and Trump.
No way. He couldn't.
Trump,
he wouldn't do
Trump
that.
Trump gave it all back to the Treasury Department.
Probably why I freaking stumbled on the steps, dude. Carrying too much cash.
Oh, dude.
So I watched the video of him walking up the stairs, and he made it. It was just a freaking – someone put a green screen on the screen in the bar.
Uh-huh.
And all the people cheered. It's like liberals at their best. Dude. So I was like, what? At least we can like
did you
talk
hear about
trash.
His, did
like,
you hear about
okay.
his dog?
No.
His dog, Major Biden? Okay, so a few months ago, Major Biden bit somebody in the White House. I think he bit a Secret Service agent. Like, bit him.
What?
Bit him enough to be like, all right, you're out. You're back to Delaware, dog. Get out of here. Get out of the White House. Dog bit somebody again bad enough to require medical attention. Yeah. Biden sucks at raising dogs. So, anyway. Thing I was going to say about Dr. Fauci Anthony Fauci. He just said, hey, if you get vaccinated, it's okay for you to hug your kids without a mask.
It's okay.
He literally said that. Like, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but not much. He is literally like, once you get vaccinated, you could definitely hug your kids if you live with them. You can talk with them in the same room without wearing a mask. It's like, dude, yeah, obviously you can do that. It's your own house. Like, what are you thinking? We don't need your permission to, like, do stuff.
Hey, you know what? Because I was about to talk about the California governor and talk about how he was trying Gavin to get Newsom. Stuff. Newsom was trying to get people to, like, wear Newsom-y. Masks inside their inside their house.
Uh-huh.
And Newsom leaning. That's funny. Whatever happened to this recall? Is that going on?
It's
going on. Is that still going on?
It's
going
to take, you know, it's obviously a very long process. But, yeah, it's going to happen.
He's going like all these long processes.
He's going to have a recall election.
Most likely. All right, cool. I think we've freaking covered this crap, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that was a pretty good...
it's a rundown on vaccines, freaking passports, and 1984. Pretty much.
So, just to reiterate, the first mRNA vaccine approved by the FDA for human use is the COVID-19 vaccine.
The first one ever. Yes,
that's
correct.
The first one.
Yep.
And... the federal government is basically like twisting and flapping in the wind, trying to figure out. This is like, according to the Washington Post, which is basically just, you know, propaganda wing for the feds, Democrats.
Freaking psyops, bro.
That they're basically trying to find a way to mandate a vaccine without saying it's a government mandated vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you got to have it to fly. You got to have it to go on a cruise. You got to have it to go to Europe. You got to have it to cross state lines. You got to have it to stay at a hotel. You know, if it's interstate commerce, quote unquote, they're gonna be like, you got to have your vaccine. Where's your passport? Where's your little pin from Etsy?
It's like,
I'm just gonna get one of those. Like, I'm good. I'm totally virtue signaling.
I just feel like it's some kind of weird like MK Ultra thing. You know,
it is mind control.
Like
peer pressure.
I'm not kidding. Like, that's what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
It's absolutely just subversive and a lot of times overt mind control and manipulation and conformity or, you know, you're castigated from society.
Well, holy crap, guys. That's about the wrap on that. You know about vaccines now, in a way. And if you want to
support
our
opinion on it,
if you want to support us, go to patreon.com/toastypodcast. Support us there. $2 a month or, you know, whatever you want to do. And it helps us out.
Yeah,
it helps us find more people to be guests and all that crap.
Guests and microphones and
there you go, dude. I also have merch at bonfire.com/toastypodcast. And last but not least, you can follow our Instagram and our Facebook page. And that's a wrap. Stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody.
Toasty.